great dependence upon our Lord to help us, whether we speak or whether we hear. Oh, how we need a preparation of our hearts and minds to receive his word of truth. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 33. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. This 33rd verse of the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. We know very clearly that heaven and earth have come into being, because we live here today upon the earth. Jesus speaks that one day heaven and earth shall pass away. A time which is yet to come, and we know not when. We know not how. Dear friends, it's a sacred truth that by the word of God, the earth and the heavens were formed. By the word of God, kept in store. And by the word of God, it will pass away. There's been great destruction already at the beginning of the scripture. And after the first of the order of 1600 years, the evilness of man was so great that God said he repented of creating man upon this earth, and he would destroy them. And at his word, he commanded that destruction, that great flood. And the heavens were opened, and the great rains, waters fell, and the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the waters rose from beneath, and the mountains were covered. That was the end of all flesh outside of the ark. Dear friends, what a wonderful type of Christ is that ark. I often look at that account. What a separation, what a division, what a distinction there was between those within the ark and those outside of it. Those who were in the ark, dear friends, they were compelled to go in. It wasn't their natural choice. Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and that grace gave him the grace of faith, and he believed God, and he was given the pattern to construct that ark, of which he did all those remainder of those days till the rains came, and God shut him in with his family. His sons helped him, so there must have been a measure of grace given to his sons as well. And also, we read of those beasts, clean and unclean, which came unto Noah, compelled by the power of God to enter in. And all that entered in were saved. And so it will be at the end of the world again. All those who are outside of faith and belief in Jesus Christ, all they shall perish. And what a perishing it will be. Because there will be no more heaven and no more earth as we know them today. There will be a glorious kingdom of heaven and the solemn depths of hell. And that not for a time, but forever, an eternity. There'll be no change. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Oh, when will that be? Friends, it's so concerning and fearful, isn't it? When we hear of the power of the nations today with their nuclear deterrence, and which they could use aggressively. And what we heard of recent week, oh, it's been our greatest threat than it ever has been. What a mercy, the Lord is in control. That mankind himself at his own will not destroy this earth. God who created it, he will destroy it in his way and in his time, by whatever means he chooses. Before our verse here in Luke's Gospel, the Lord speaks concerning there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, not flooding the earth as it was before, because the promise is God, it will never flood the world again. There's many who believe that through climate change, as it's said, the waters of the seas will rise, and they may rise, but in France they won't flood the world, because God has said he will not flood the earth again. But there'll be these waves roaring and the seas roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The powers of heaven, not just the things of this earth. The powers of heaven. Dear friends, what form all that will take, we do not know. But heaven and earth shall pass away. But my words shall not pass away. And therefore, dear friends, that is the truth. And it shall come to pass. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. The return of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When it was told to those disciples who looked on when he ascended into heaven, that he would come again. And all the world would see him in those clouds with power and great glory. When the end shall come. In fact, what a solemn time that is going to be. When all those who have already died, oh, they shall rise again, as the scripture says. The sea shall give up those that are in them, as well as in the graves. Whatever there's been, a death of the body, oh, there will be the resurrection. And those that are still upon this earth, they will be caught up. And there'll be that great judgment seat in heaven. And all shall stand before him. The sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. And dear friends, you and I, without any exception, regarding whether we're male or female, younger or older, I'll be on one of those two sides. It shall either be on the right hand, or shall it be on the left hand. We shall either stand among the sheep, or we shall stand amongst the goats. And what a solemn judgment will be given there to those who are the goats on the left hand. Depart from me, ye cursed. Why? Because they died. Because they were called at the end of time, yet in their sin. There'd be no forgiveness of their sin through Jesus Christ. They may have lived morally upright upon this earth. They may have done many good works. But they had never known the power of the love, the redeeming love of Christ within their heart. Something they could never testify of, never known and felt, not the real religion, which is more than notion, that which has to be known and felt. The changing of a heart, the renewing of our will, as the hymn writer puts it, the turning of our feet to Zion's hill where Christ is, and even crucified. Knowing nothing of those things. But those on the right hand, their friends, they had a good hope through his grace. Oh, they had that good hope of their pardon sealed, their peace with God. They know the effects by the Holy Spirit of the truth as it is in Jesus. It had softened their heart, it had drawn them. Oh, to him, to the footstool of his mercy. It had caused them to confess their sins, pour out their heart before him like the publican. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, dear friends, what a distinction there. They were sinners upon this earth. They may have performed greater sins than those who had been morally upright alone. But their sins had been blotted out. Cancelled out through the shed blood of Jesus, whose power had been revealed within them. Sinners saved by his grace. Sinners in Christ Jesus. Coming to know at that time there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. God sending his own Son in the flesh. Condemned sin in the flesh. Oh, what a mercy, what grace, what love. And dear friends, it causes us to search our own hearts, doesn't it? On what side of that left hand or right hand shall we be? Amongst the goats or amongst the sheep? Dear friends, I pray that none of you will be amongst the goats. I pray earnestly the Lord will bless his word of truth to you, younger and older. That when that time comes, suddenly as it may do, you'll be able to look up, stand before his face, knowing that that work of his grace has been your salvation, and only that. Oh, it's not of works, is it? Lest we should boast. Oh, the Lord knows our hearts. He knows that we are but dust. How easily, dear friends, we can boast of good decisions and good works and things which we do that are a help to others. Oh, our pride is a terrible thing within us, isn't it? To give ourselves glory and praise and honour. And how we love the esteem which we receive from others. But those, dear friends, who are the sheep on the right hand, they have only got one glory. They've only got one praise. Oh, God forbid that I should glory, says Paul, save in the cross of Christ. Oh, Christ be saved. His Redeemer is all and in all. heaven and earth shall pass away. The Lord prepare us for it. But my word shall not pass away. The Lord grant them to us. We read how Jesus is the word of God. John, in his opening of his gospel, speaks of Christ, the Word of God, made flesh, full of truth and grace. The truth that only through him and his work here upon this earth, there should ever be a hope of eternal life for sinners such as you and me. And dear friends, Christ the Word is the eternal Son of God. In the Spirit, he had no beginning. In the Spirit, he has no ending. And in the flesh, made flesh here upon this earth in the fullness of time. Dear friends, he's retained that flesh, hasn't he? Hasn't he ascended into glory to sit at the right hand of God the Father? But in the Spirit is a lamb. A lamb that was slain. A lamb that bore all the sins of many. A lamb that was the innocent sacrifice for the sins of many. And he says, all those for whom I died, they shall come unto me. They shall come to believe in me. They'll be drawn unto me. No man cometh unto me except the Father draw them. Oh, dear friends, it's all of the work of God. Oh, how we need, dear friends, that earnest spirit of prayer and supplication. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The work of that Spirit that teaches us of what we are in our nature. To tremble at his word. Lord, to know his word, that those that are poor and contrite and trembleth at his word, to this man will I look. They're drawn to call upon him, aren't they, in the day of their trouble, the day of their sin. And he hears the cries, their cries, even of the destitute. I will in no wise cast out, and I will raise them up at the last day. Oh, dear friends, this word, these words through Christ, this truth in Christ, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Till all be fulfilled. It's Christ the same yesterday, isn't it? Today and forever. The eternal Son of God, whom the Father sent to be the Saviour of sinners. And how willing was Jesus to die. Lo, it says, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God. Dear friends, at these first Lord's days of a new month, we seek to remember Jesus, don't we, in his sufferings and in his death. Oh, let us never not be, let us never be unmindful, no matter what the day, no matter what the hour, of what Christ has done. We're exhorted to consider him who endured the cross and despised the shame. He who bore the contradiction of sinners, even such as we, against himself, as if he was the sinner. Lest we be weary and faint in our minds, there's a sacrifice for our sin in the shed blood of Jesus, who gave himself a sacrifice for sin. And as we seek to remember him, dear friends, oh, what a solemn thing it is, how oft we do forget. We do not consider him. He is not in all our thoughts. But what a mercy. He does not forget you. He does not forget with you. His eye is ever upon his people. His mercy is ever towards those for whom he suffered, bled, and died. Lo, I'm with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Dear friends, he knows all things concerning you. And he will never depart and leave you. My word shall not pass away. My word shall not pass away. I am come not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Dear friends, do these words have an effect upon our hearts? Do they draw us from the love of the world which we have by nature? Oh, as we grow up, we have so many intentions and so many schemes, so many plans. Oh, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and what we're going to achieve. And dear friends, in one sense, there's nothing wrong in aiming for to be a good citizen, of this world. But that's not in and of itself is not our hope of eternal life. Barak, the one who was a clever man, who wrote down the words of Jeremiah as he prophesied, he sought some glory of the king and the high princess for what he had done, what he had achieved. But God said to him, seek ye great things for thyself. Seek them. Dear friends, anything we are to seek, even of the provisions of this life and the progress in this life, we're to seek it of God, not just of ourselves. To commit all our way unto him. To trust in him, for him to bring it to pass. And when he does come to pass, then he shall have all the glory, won't he? Well, we have to thank the Lord for our abilities, our skills, our health and strength, then let us use them to his honour and to his glory. He hath permitted us to be as we are. And dear friends, we need to feed, don't we, upon his word. We need to feed upon his grace. We're talking here about the life and strength of our never dying soul. Our body in the flesh, as I've said recently, is made of the elements of this earth. Ashes to ashes we shall be, and dust to dust. But the spirit, our soul, returns to God who gave it. And there we shall be judged. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That second death. Oh, dear friends, how we need the life of our soul. Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Not just life in our bodies and the breath of our lungs and the beating of our own fleshly heart, but life in our soul. The putting away of the power of sin that will condemn us. The putting away of sin which is under the law, our guilt there, which will condemn us. The putting away of the justice demanded through the law, which will condemn us. No, in Christ we have life. Life everlasting. He came to be the life of a poor sinner's soul. I am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. And that life, dear friends, is granted through the power of his word. Well, it was Peter, wasn't it? When Jesus said to them, it's in John chapter 6, And Jesus said concerning himself as the bread of heaven, as the food for the soul. His work here upon this earth, to be believed in and partaken of by faith, digested in faith, for the salvation of our soul, our pardon sealed, peace with God. Except ye eat my bread, eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye have no life in you. Oh, many couldn't understand that. Left to their own intellect, they thought, oh, they'd physically got to eat him, physically got to drink. Oh, that's of most sinfulness, isn't it? But what did Peter say? Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. We know that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said at that time, my words are spirit and they are life. Friends, do you just look to the word of God for your providential help in this life? We are to do that, of course we are. We saw that with Paul this morning when he was on that boat in the great storm. All hope had gone of being maintained in life. Death was before them. There he was in prayer. Long abstinence, praying unto God. Not ceasing, praying without ceasing, till he had that answer. And the answer came for himself and for all those that were with him. That not one hair of their head would be lost. Oh, dear friends, we pray often, don't we? And we should. For the Lord's help in our daily life. Do we pray also for his mercy to our souls? That we by faith may feast upon the truth of his death and his resurrection. When Jesus laid down his life, a sacrifice for sin. Dear friend, there was no accusations, was there? Even of those who nailed him to the cross. He says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. This was the means, this was the way, this was the purpose of God, why he came upon this earth. Why Jesus said, to this end was I born. For this purpose came I into the world. There to die, bearing the sins of many made sin. That many might be made the righteousness of God in him. I love that. It's our only hope, isn't it? And at the end of that darkness, for those 3 hours, as he hung there upon the cross, it ended with, it is finished, it is finished. The price of sin has been paid. Oh, dear friends, that word will never end. It is finished. I have paid the price for the sin of all those whom the Father hath given me. They shall come unto me, and I will raise them up to everlasting life at the end of the day. I shall raise them up. The work is done. Nothing can overturn it. Satan's accusations and his power, it'll have no effect anymore. Those sinners, they're saved by me, they're justified through my shed blood. And I will glorify them. They will be with me in heaven. It is finished. As the hymn writer puts it, love's redeeming work is done. He fought the fight. The battle won. And friends, what a fighting, what a battle that was. He was solemnly tempted in the garden, wasn't he? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. As he poured out his soul unto death, knowing what was before him. Not my will, but let thine be done. And so it was in all the strength of the Son of God, he conquered the power of sin by being the sinless, innocent Lamb of God, the one true sacrifice, for once only. Thank you. Not like in the Old Testament, it had to be done again and again and again. This was once, bearing the sins of many, all their sins, from beginning to end in all their lives. Not one should be left behind. Not one taint of sin should be left upon their soul when they stand in that judgment day. Thou art all fair, my love. There's no spot in thee. It is finished. The work of grace is done. Oh, dear friends, what love. We have to acknowledge that verse of the hymn, don't we? On such love, my soul still ponder. Love so great, so rich, so free. Say, was lost in holy wonder. Why, oh, why such love? Dear friends, that love is forever. Nothing can separate you from it. Oh, the Apostle Paul knew that, didn't he? Oh, what a great sinner he was. Even a murderer causing to die those who believed in Jesus when he thought he was doing God's will. The chief of sinners. But God sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. Came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And nothing, he says, can separate me from that love. We read, don't we, that God is love. Christ is love, who is God. Christ, the Word of God, whom my words shall not pass away. The truth of my coming upon this earth is ever there. It will be to the end of time. And dear friends, it will continue. That love will continue in the eternity to come. Oh, we shall know then, shan't we, the greater fullness of this mercy and love. When we shall know sin no more. No temptations, no sorrows, no pain, no affliction. Separated from all that is of a sadness and distress and discomfort to us. Because Christ not only died, he rose again. Power to lay down his life. Power to take it again. And so he rose triumphant. To rise, to ascend into heaven. There, having made that way for sinners such as you to follow him, you're made a little lower than the angels as he was, now crowned with glory and honour through the suffering of death, the power of his resurrection, and the glory of that ascension, to the glory he had with the Father before the world began. Dear friends, now that's the end. It's the end, in one sense, the end of everything here upon this earth. But, dear friends, there'll be no ending to that which is in heaven. As solemnly, there'll be no ending to that which is in hell. Oh, how do we come to that heaven? Jesus said, as we read, I am the door. I am the door. All those that enter in through the door, dear friends, of that one sheepfold of which he is the shepherd, dear friends, he will feed them. He will lead them about. He will keep them. They're his sheep. He says, the sheep hear my voice. They follow me. He says, I know them by name. Yes, I've redeemed them. I've said to them, fear not, I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And that lovely portion we read in John 10. Jesus spoke of not only those immediately there of the one fold. He says, others I must bring also. Now, is that not the Gentiles? Is that not you and me? Oh, there shall be one fold and there shall be one shepherd. And this is the shepherd, the good shepherd, who has given his life for the sheep. The only way he could shield, defend and deliver from the power of Satan and all that is evil. Oh, dear friends, and what solemn state we're in by nature. But they that call upon the Lord, oh, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as if they will be strengthened that look to Christ for the glory of his salvation. Saved through the forgiveness of our sins. Saved from the wrath to come. Now, dear friends, this truth in Jesus, these words of Jesus, they shall never pass away. For he speaks in the Old Testament. Thou hast made me serve with thyself. Thou hast brought me no Cain with money and, oh, and those sacrifices, they were of no value to him under the Old Testament dispensation. Thou hast made me to serve with thyself. I am he that blotted out all thy transgressions for my name's sake and will remember thy sin. Dear friends, this is the words of the gospel. The gospel to be made known unto us. Dear friends, I cannot apply it in power to you. But as we speak of these things, oh, I pray the Lord will take of his own word, that it be not just in my word only, the word of the preacher, but mix with faith in those of you who hear it. That the word be in the power of the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God, and that's forever as man. The eternal covenant, the covenant of his grace. Dear friends, it will never fade, will never pass away. In our own hearts and in our own minds, under the pathway of this life, we may have many temptations, trials that we have lost. The Lord is hidden completely from us. Our iniquities do separate between us and our God. But dear friends, the Lord is still there. That lovely name, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Oh, that was into Judah, wasn't it? In all their temptations and captivity when they fell. And oh, the hand of the Lord seemed hard against them. But so was his mercies with them. The Lord was still there. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Dear friends, this word will not pass away. It's the word which will carry you through time and into eternal bliss. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Oh, this gracious truth that it is in Jesus. Dear friends, once in him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. Thou art mine, forever mine. I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness I've drawn thee. Then, dear friends, let us fall before him, giving him all the glory, all the honour, and to seek, as we continue in our lives, to worship him in spirit and in truth. For that love will not pass away. We shall only enjoy its fullness in heaven above.